In the book, De Ratione Temporum, which the Venerable Bede composed, there's mention of an island which is called Thyle, of which books record that it lies 6 days' sail north of Britain. There, said he, there came no day in winter, and no night in summer, when the day is at its longest. The reason scholars believe that Iceland is called Thyle is because over much of the country the sun shines all night when the day is longest, and then again over much of it the sun is not seen by day when the night is at its longest. Now, according to what is written, Bede, the priest, died 735 years after the incarnation of our Lord, and more than 100 years before Iceland was settled by Norsemen. But before Iceland was settled from Norway, there were men there whom the Norsemen styled Papar. These were Christians, and people consider that they must have been from the British Isles, because there were found left behind them Irish books, bells, and croziers, and other things besides, from which it might be deduced that they were vestmen, Irishmen. It is recorded in English books that at that time there was trafficking to and fro between those countries. When Iceland was discovered and settled from Norway, Adrian was Pope in Rome, and after him John, who was the fifth of that name in the apostolic seat. Louis, son of Louis, was emperor north of the Alps, and Leo and Alexander his son over Byzantium. Harald Fairhair was king of Norway, Eirik Emundersen, king of Sweden, and Bjorn his son. And Gorm, the old, was king of Denmark. Alfred the Great was king of England, and Edward his son. Charaval in Dublin, and Earl Sigur the Mighty in Orkney. Learned men state that from Stad in Norway, it's 7 days' sail west to Horn in the east of Iceland. And from Snæfellsnes, where the distance is shortest, it's 4 days' sea west to Greenland. And it's said if one sails from Bergen,